vice chair came from North Oregon. It was the only container in my empty truck. As we went down the interstate, humming like a wine glass traced with a wet finger. Hell, I just don't know what to do. Hell, I just don't know what to do anymore. Hell, I just don't know what to do. Hell, I just don't know what to do anymore. The harmonics moved with each mile of passing asphalt. The sound never drowned into white noise. It was always there. Don't know what to do anymore. I don't know what to do. Hell, I just don't know what to do anymore. I was getting pretty tired of that awful hum. I knew it cost too much. I knew it was made for some idiot, some rich idiot kid in some place, some idiot. Hell, I just don't know what to do. Hell, I just don't know what to do anymore. I had 40,000 left on a mortgage and three in bonds. I had chances to get out, but I had already spent all my chances. The only thing keeping me going was the gas I found along the road and old wet sandwiches. And the fear of that hum. Hell, I just don't know what to do anymore. Hell, I just don't know what to do. Hell, I just don't know what to do anymore. I just don't know what to do. I should've just stopped and slept on another cardboard mattress, on another bad motel. I should've just stopped and slept on a cardboard mattress. I should've just stopped myself, but I pulled over. I split open the box. I ripped off the tape. I tore apart the tape and I ripped off the bubbles, and there stood the chair in my truck bed. Hell, I just don't know what to do anymore. Hell, I just don't know what to do. Hell, I just don't know what to do anymore. I don't know what to do. I just sat on it and killed the hum. I came down hard and then I screamed loud and oscillating until the chair vibrated with my voice. Listen here, chair, you're gone. And it split into 1,000 fragments. the bed of my truck, mixing with my blood, mixing with the sound. Don't know what to do anymore. I don't know what to do. Hell, I just don't know what to do anymore.